Hey, everyone, and welcome to What's Up Wednesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Hey, you know what? We're throwing out the goddamn spinny board. It's broken this week because we decided...
like the shake machine at McDonald's.
Yeah. Like, we're talking...
McFrosty, go fuck yourself.
That's right. we're talking Star Wars. We're bringing it in. You get 15 more minutes, and it's a hard cap. It's 15 minutes, Doug.
All right, I'll just be quiet then.
No, we need you. We need you because as soon as we say one thing, then we get a wealth of knowledge and or opinions on it. So we need that.
Okay. Well, then go.
Okay. Let's talk. Okay. Let's start it off with this.
Mm-hmm.
You have your own trilogy. You're the first out of the gate.
Shit.
Kathleen Kennedy has given you control of the Star Wars universe. Yes, they've already announced the High Republic. But you don't have to stick to that for a film franchise because those are for books and everything. But you can use that if you'd like. What do you make? And do you go back and use the old... the legacy line or whatever the fuck they call it. It's
Legends.
Or do you come up with something completely new? What do you do?
I think honestly, I've talked about this before. I would do a Darth Bane trilogy. I would base it on the Drew Capuchon novels. I would bring him on. I mean, he wrote the Mass Effect games and also KOTOR 1 and no, I don't think he was involved in 2. But, you know, he was a writer at BioWare, but then he also got a book deal.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote those, and he also has written a handful of the Old Republic novels and stuff that tie around the Old Republic game. Not necessarily, not just KOTOR. I think it'd be cool, to go back, not 200 years like the High Republic, but farther back, 1,000 years. And I would hard set that. It's 1,000 years. Because there's talks right now that they're going to bring him into the High Republic, and there's some canon, and I don't remember where it was set up that he existed 1,000 years before. So
right.
Once again, if they bring him to 200 BBY or whatever, fuck that.
Yeah, that seems way too soon because Darth Bane was a part of when the Sith were like. Really fucking powerful in numbers, right? They had a really.
He's the one who instituted the rule of two, and I think that's what's. I'm going to his Wikipedia page to find out what exactly is canon about him.
So
now.
you almost if you bring him 200 years before BBY, then you're essentially cutting off his power and his legend. Like he's not as. Influential as he is in the books and in the canon.
Yeah.
In the Legends
so,
canon.
I'm trying to figure out where he's first mentioned.
Also, doesn't Revan live in his timeline as well?
No, Revan is 4,000 years before.
Oh, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
3,946 years
so before. So Revan was first. Bastion.
Random, yeah, Revan, because Revan was Knights of the Old Republic, which is like 600
right.
years before the Old Republic,
that's
which
right.
is like 3,000 years before everything else. Yeah. No, so, according to his Wikipedia page, and this is the canon one, because they have canon and legends tab. So he died approximately a millennium before the Clone Wars. Sith Order, Sith Army. But he's the one who created the rule too. Again, I'm trying to figure out where they mentioned this at in the stuff. Like,
he was in the Clone Wars.
He was in the TV show, yeah.
Yeah, and he was played by Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
This is why you need to catch up, my dude.
Is this so? Did they do like a big flashback or something?
He was a ghost. He was a Sith spirit.
Nice.
And he and Yoda have a confrontation. So that's the thing. So like they're talking about in the High Republic that like. He existed, and like Yoda and him are gonna have like some duel and stuff. But I'm like, but in Clone Wars, if you have his spirit should have recognized Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, like, I know we fought before, and Yoda knows him. But I think Yoda even referenced like he knows him from legend, more or less, is what it seems like. Because he's like, hey, you're the one that created the rule of two. Like, that's, you did that.
So Bane is canon, though.
Bane is canon, yes.
Okay, so that makes things easier for them to use him in a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would do, again, like the Drew Capuchon kind of this version of him. It would be cool because, like, in the first one, you start with, like, the first act of the first movie is him kind of going through his life before joining the Sith. The second half of it is him joining the Sith army during, like, when it's not... Because the Sith weren't just, like, as we know them, Sith. You know, I mean, think about the Old Republic games and stuff. You have, like, Sith troopers and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Those dudes that are using, like, you know, they're not Force users, mm-hmm. but they're a part of their empire. So the same thing, like, he was, like, a sharpshooter and stuff for the Sith army. And then he used, you know, in his crew was, they're called, like, the Gloomwalkers. They would get sent in places because they would just fucking massacre, you know, because they had him. And so he kind of, we'd be able to tap into the Force, was able to, like, sense things to come and what to do. And then he eventually joins, and then the third act is him joining the Sith and training and whatnot. And I guess, well, it also deals with the Battle of Rusan and all that stuff. And I guess they could change that stuff, but whatever that led to him creating the rule too, because that's how it ends, is like in the first book is, he kind of tricks the masters into essentially killing themselves. It's like, we're at this final battle with the Jedi. We've been fighting them here for like 9 months. This battle has been just raging on. And he's like, draw them into this cave system. Like, bring them down, and then all of you together use the Force and create this bomb that will just obliterate every life force within range or whatever, right? What the bomb does, though, not only that, it traps your soul into, like, this orb thing. It's called a thought bomb.
And thought bomb.
Wow. Yeah, and so, literally, it's all the remaining Sith, like, that are left. This is their last stand. Like, you're, like, a Hail Mary, you're coming down with me sort of thing. So they try to draw the Jedi in. Like, a handful go in, because even they're like, something ain't right. Like, I don't trust this at all. And yeah, they kill themselves, and a handful of Jedi,
wow.
and Bane's just like, he got the fuck out of there. He's like, all right, you guys have fun, bye. And yeah, and so that's how he becomes the last remaining Sith, and then he finds an apprentice there on the planet. And we can change that if they don't want to do Darth Xana, but he has such a cool fucking story. And then again, like the whole like. Living underground and like pretending to be someone else and like doing all this stuff to like his goal is to wipe out the Jedi, but he knows it's not going to be him. Like, he knows that he doesn't have the power to do it, and that it needs to like grow over time from a master to apprentice to master to apprentice to master to apprentice, like over and over again, until like they can amass all of the Sith power that he felt was being spread too thin by all these like false Sith, you know what I mean? Like, they needed to harvest it just for themselves, just make that one person more powerful. And that's essentially what happens with the Emperor. You know, you've got this one guy, and he even says, in as much as I hate Rise of the Skywalker, he has that line where he's like, all the Sith live mm-hmm. through me.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, he's met with Rey, who all the Jedi live through me. So, you know, it became an even match. But, you know, his whole thing was, again, was one, just a master and apprentice.
Yeah.
And we'll amass the power to be able to take him out. And that's, again, that's what was his whole plan. It just took 1,000 years to do it. So,
I'd see that movie. I'd watch that series.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and then, you know, it was a cool story. And again, with the 1,000 years ago, you open up, like, again, that's why we base Saga in this time period, because there's, like, the Bane story, and that's it. You know what I mean? Like, there are a handful of characters and stuff in that, but there's not a whole lot of, like, exterior. Like, oh, here's more comics about this timeline, and here's what's happening over here. It's just kind of like, this is what Bane's doing, you know, the people that are involved in the story. But that's why I was like, well, let's just fucking throw our story in there, because...
There's a lot to play with.
so much to play with. Yeah, you don't have to worry about like, well, this is what the Empire is doing, or this is what's happening here. It's just kind of like, this is happening in the shadows. You know, it's a great time period, and it opens up so much. And so I'm excited about the High Republic also, as far as the comics and books and stuff is concerned, because there are stories in between those that 1,000 years, but really, they only go back like maybe 50-ish years before the Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. So you have stuff with like Count Dooku and all that stuff that's now canon as well, where they tell his story. But before that, there's not much. There is a lot of open space to play with, and like, what's the Republic doing in this, you know, the high time, you know, I said the high times, it seems like they're all smoking weed, but like, you know what I mean? Like this, this grand era of the Republic where there's peace and there's no, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But do you hate the fact that they keep ignoring the Old Republic? Like, do you think that there was a fear of bringing the Old Republic into canon?
Probably that, because it's held in such high regard, because the video games have just, they did such a phenomenal job, whether it be the MMO or the two games, and the comics and books and stuff that all take place in those time periods that are really good and a lot of fun. Because again, it's open; you can do whatever the fuck you want. So there's like all these great stories coming out of it, and I think they wanted to go 200 because I think they wanted to make it. I think they wanted to do story setting to set up the events that lead to the events that happen,
right? But at the same time, you're just like, can we just get as far away from this fucking Skywalker like as much as possible and shit? Like
100% agree. That's been my big thing. Like I even said, I don't remember when it must have been on the show or something. I was like, I love Star Wars. I love the Skywalker saga. I'm so glad it's over. I mean, as much as I love it, give me new.
Like they're still holding on though, like when you're talking about the High Republic and everything. Oh, Yoda still. I'm like, come on, we don't need to keep bringing these old characters. It's okay to create new stuff. Let new characters become legends, like as in held in the high regard that we do Yoda and all them. Like let's do something different.
Yeah, you want to create a new character that's going to be like the next Darth Revan, or Darth Bane. You know, these characters that come out of the canon or the like the EU stuff that like transcends. I mean, yeah, again, I mean the fact that like in Rise of Skywalker, there's the cult of Sith that are there. Like they're called the Cult of Revan, and that's just one of those little nods to like Revan and stuff. That literally the internet was like, what? Like, Revan's canon, like they did it, they brought him in, and it's like, well, I mean,
yeah, but the thing that pisses me off about the new movies to go along with that is the fact that they almost did it, like they almost had a new character that was like held in a high regard, which was oh my god, why can't I remember his name now?
Poe? Finn?
No, the cut in half. Who got cut in half?
Snoke.
Yeah, where Snoke was like turning into this like, he was turning into to being fucking on the same level as Palpatine. Like, people were going nuts over this guy. Yeah. And then you make him completely irrelevant, and you're just like, okay. And then the same thing happened with the Knights of Ren.
Yeah.
They were becoming, like, this huge, like, part of Star Wars, and you're just like, I want more of this. And then when they give it to us, it's like, oh, there were security guards, and it's just so disappointing and such a letdown.
Yeah, it's because they're like alluded to in Force Awakens and then completely ignored in The Last Jedi. The Last Jedi is another movie where it's like, because it's all just them being chased down. But like, if they had done something a little more like what they did in Rise of Skywalker, where it's like they're hiding. If they'd done more of them like hiding and like they're being
hunted,
unhunted by the
Knights of the Ren. Like, and then put with their weapons, incorporate a kyber crystal into it, and you're like, holy shit, like, oh my god, like these dudes are not messing around. And then that sets up Rey to become even more of a badass, because you've defeated all of the Knights of Ren before you get to Palpatine. And I think
it's super disappointing.
Yeah, they could have did some. Real quick, there's only a few more seconds, but I would love to see a trilogy with Kyle Katarn. I will always say that. I have always said that. I love that character. Yes, yeah. We've seen him in video games and stuff, and that whole era, that like it's kind of been fleshed out. I would even take remakes of the Jedi Outcast series, or Dark Forces. So I would take that and let Kyle be a part of that and make him canon.
I don't know how you do that now. Just with the way, I mean,
right? Because he does meet Luke, and
yeah, and even like Rogue One, kind of.
Well, he could have been a part of that.
I'm trying to think of when Dark Forces take place. I don't remember which Death Star they're on that one. I mean, not that you go to the Death Star, but like mm-hmm. you know, you're getting plans for the Death Star in one of those.
I wish that they would have made him a part of Rogue One in
that
some way.
Cool.
Even a reference, you know? like, oh, where are you guys going to go? Oh, we have to meet up with Cal Katarn. Like, you know, just like even that would have been like,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. Because then you're like, oh, shit. Well, that's the thing. It's like when they're showing off Rogue One stuff, Diego Luna, Kazian, right? And when you're looking at the photos and stuff, it's like, that motherfucker, that's Cal Katarn. Mm-hmm. Like, look at him. And then it's like, oh, his name's Cassian. It's out there, whatever, Cassian. And then it's like, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
So close.
All right, that's it for What's Up Wednesday. Sorry, Kev, that you kind of had the day off.
No, it's no problem. I was listening in. I was trying to keep up with it. My quick one, I would say I'd just like to see a movie in the Old Republic, like real gritty. Don't even need anyone with force powers. I would just like to see like a smuggler story or something, like someone involved in like the gang wars that happened between like, what was it, the Suns, or, you know, and just stuff like that. Like, I would like to see gritty shit like that, but in the Star Wars universe. I think that would be cool.
I want to see some. Yeah, this is what Disney Plus needs to be doing. This is where Disney Plus needs to like be expanding mm-hmm. their stuff. Whatever and, like, Dave Filoni does next, whatever Dave Filoni does next after Resistance, whatever their next animated show is, which is apparently works and has already been in the works for like a year. Like, get away from the fucking Clone Wars and mm-hmm. stuff. Like,
yeah, like they could totally flesh out the entire Old Republic on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god! And I'm with you, Kev. Like, yeah, just like that's what I liked about Rebels, is that like while it was set within like the timeline of the Empire and Vader, and we got a little bit of Vader in there and stuff. I mean, it wasn't really, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a Skywalker thing. So mm-hmm. we got to see these other planets and this Resistance and all these other people trying to like
mm-hmm.
fight the Empire, but like with just, you know, these short moments with Vader and these short moments with the Emperor. But in the grand scale of things, it was like, you know, it was this other group that did, you know, I think they met Leia once and they met like Wedge and Bail Organa, and they, you know, it had the tie-ins, but like that's what I want to see, like flesh out your universe, give us more characters and set them somewhere else.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. All right, until tomorrow, Thirsty Thursday, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Bane without the mask on.
He doesn't wear a mask.
No, I'm talking about.
Oh, that Bane.
Oh, that Bane.
Yeah.
That's
the thing.
So, down here with my mask, I sound like this.
But when I take it off, I'm way up here.
Yeah.
It's Randall Savage.
Randall Savage is Bane.